Hello? Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Is anybody there? Are you listening? Hello? Why don't you say something? You don't have a clue. You look out the window and you see a big blank nothingness and think it's your mother and think it's your father, and you know what? You're crazy, you slick bastard. I'll show you the end of the world, you stinking punk. I'll give you some final instructions, all right? Just you wait. Are you listening to me? 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 Are you listening to me?
I see where this is headed. They warned me this might occur, the last remnants of my free self, struggling for release, trying to avoid my fate. There are a million different ways to slide into an existential grave, and this one is as good as any other. I am but a simple sacrifice. There are times when the voices in my head overwhelm me, times when they are out to destroy me, and I have learned to live with that. Even when all of the lines are dead, I will know my actions have meaning. These walls have ears, all four of them. Yes?
We have your final instructions. Contact your people in the city and order the dispersal of the blue. We repeat, contact your people in the city and order the dispersal of the blue.
Final instructions are confirmed. I will relay the orders. And may I say that it has been a distinct pleasure serving... San Francisco, this is Billy. We've received confirmation of our final instructions. The water supply in precisely 3 minutes. Are your people in place?
This is San Francisco. My people are in place.
Excellent. We will next communicate within the blue. New York City, this is Billy. We've received confirmation of our final instructions. Aerial drop in precisely 3 minutes. Are your people in place?
This is New York. Yes, they are in place.
Excellent. We will next communicate within the blue. Chicago, this is Billy. We've received confirmation of our final instructions. Aerial drop in precisely 3 minutes. Are your people in place?
This is Chicago. We're all set, Billy.
Excellent. We will next communicate within the blue. Harold, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. Billy, I got some pretty bad news.
Are you telling me Larry is still missing, you little stinking prick? We have confirmation of our final instructions, goddammit!
Look, it's just one little guy and it's all Seattle we're talking about here. I can't just go up on the Space Needle with some binoculars and track him down.
Don't say another stinking word, you little weasel. I do not have time for this. Hold on, Harold, I'm gonna take this call. Hello?
It's me.
This better be good news, Nick.
I know where he is.
You found him? Where is he? Does he have the blue? Can we get it in time?
He's at your house, Billy.
What?
He's sitting in your living room with Molly.
What? Can you see him, Nick?
Yeah, I can see him.
What's he doing? Listen, Nick, Molly still trusts Larry.
It looks like he's loading up the pipe, Billy. It looks like he's gonna let her smoke some.
Okay, listen to me carefully, Nick. You have got to take your shot at him before he gives Molly any of the radioactive blue. Do you understand me? If he gives it to her...
I can't do that, Billy.
If he gives Molly the drug, she's screwed. Do you got me?
Just move behind her. I can't get a clear shot.
Can you tell how much he's loading into that pipe?
I can't see him anymore. All I see now is Molly's back.
Jesus H. Christ, on the back of a bucking Bronco. I do not have time for this. All right, I don't care if you wound Molly, Nick. Just take your goddamn shot.
Yeah, she's picking up the pipe.
What do you mean she's picking up the pipe? This is Billy.
Hi, Billy. It's Larry. Did I catch you at a bad time?
Hi, Larry. Calling from my apartment, are you?
Yeah, hey, I love what you've done with the place.
Very cute. You know, Larry, we could have avoided all this if you just... I mean...
I'm here with Molly. We're having a fabulous time. You know, it's been a long time since I've seen her. We're thinking about doing a little DMT together. You know how much she loves that stuff.
Don't screw around, Larry. That is not DMT, yeah. And you know it.
Yeah, well, she says it's been a long time. Be careful.
this week, Billy.
Really?
I don't believe this. You were one of us, right from the start. It is not my fault that your dumbass friends at the halfway house couldn't keep their noses out of my drug. For Christ's stinking sake, Larry, would you let your friend smoke plutonium if we left it in their care? Yet you practically encouraged...
Well, I think we'll just call you back when you're a little less busy, all right there, pal?
Yeah, all right, enough. I understand, Larry. You're angry, you're scared, you're not gonna take it anymore. Big stinking deal, you gigantic piece of whale crap. I got a big surprise for you, dog face.
Whoa. There she goes. Will you look at the expression on her face? Goodness gracious, Billy. She certainly seems to be surprised. Yep, quite a surprise there. Her eyes are lighting up. Her eyes! Wow, that's something else, I swear. When she comes down, if she comes down, I'm sure she's going to want to talk with you, Billy. Oh, well, isn't that cute? She's slumping down in her seat. There she goes, right down onto the floor. Adorable. Look at her just sort of flopping around down there like a beach seal on a...
How do you like that, you stinking suckwad? How does that grab you? A little something in the shade of lead for you, you cheap piece of undigested filth? Molly? Molly? Jesus stinking Christ, pick up the phone, Molly. It's me. It's Billy. Pick up the phone.
Oh.
Molly?
Oh.
Is that you? Molly, did you... Molly, talk to
what
me.
What is going on?
Molly, for God's sake, Molly. You have to tell me what...
Isn't DMT...
Molly?
Oh.
Molly? Molly, hold on to yourself. Hold on just a few moments longer, Molly, please. Molly, you have to talk... Molly, don't... Yes?
You have not taken care of the problem in Seattle.
I'm aware of the problem in Seattle. We'll have it taken care of momentarily. I have a man down there as we speak.
Now Seattle will be coming online later than scheduled.
I realize Seattle will be coming online a little late. Better late than never. My man will be there.
We hold you responsible.
Look, the other cities have come off without a hitch. In an operation this large, it's natural to experience glitches. We have the blue within reach. Within the hour, we can have
it. Within the hour is already too late.
Can't you just be patient with me? They didn't understand me when they recruited me. They didn't care, really. It wasn't important. They just needed a body, a switchboard. Oh, I was smart enough for the job. Few attachments to this world. Wouldn't mind seeing the social order overturned, though I, like most, consider that an obscure and distant notion. Not anymore, that's for goddamn sure. They understand human chemistry, but they don't understand emotions. So what, I used to think. I barely understand my own emotions, the ones I think I'm having most of the time, the ones I think I'm having right now. I am perhaps terrified at what is to come. And Molly. Good God, I've lost Molly. Oh, which I knew would happen. I thought, well, what did I think, that I could prepare myself? Anyway, it wasn't supposed to happen like this. I wasn't supposed to lose her like this. Larry wasn't supposed to... my life wasn't supposed to turn out like this. I remember when I had grand unrealistic plans, but this takes the stinking cake. The radioactive blue is not of this earth. What the hell was I supposed to do?
Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Is anybody there? Are you listening? Hello? Listen to me, William Green. Don't accept this intrusion. Are you listening? You don't have to accept this intrusion. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Is anybody there? Take the knife.
You tell me. What the hell was I supposed to do?
Take the knife, the one you've been carrying since the beginning. Without warning or ceremony, drive the knife hard into your stomach.
All right, I guess I'm going to use it.
You are bleeding.
You know, they warned me in grade school that drugs were bad news, but this is ridiculous. Dare to keep your kids off reality, why don't you?
You are bleeding to death, and your blood is entirely blue.
You're gonna have to take care of Molly for me. Someone is. The remnants of my free self fought back. And killed me, can you believe that? Oh, Molly would not be amused. If she had a mind left, that is. Oh, man. Look, you're being invaded. The people you see around you, they aren't necessarily human anymore. Right and wrong aren't an issue anymore. In the modern world, an alien will be indistinguishable from a hip new attitude. I just wanted to make a difference, but you can't make a difference. You can't make a difference now. The kids are brainwashed. The adults are brain dead. It's like, whose dumb idea was this place anyway? I should have just been in a rock band. When I was a kid, I stumbled onto some pornography in my parents' bedroom. Oh, my dad tried to hide it, but I found it. And they showed a picture in there of a man with his penis, which reached it right to the goddamn floor. I mean, I'll never forget that image. Well, I mean, I'll forget it shortly, right? I never forgot that image, though. He had this big, silly smile on his face. Yeah, as if his life was wonderful. I mean, how are you gonna walk with that thing? When Molly and I were kids, we played kids' games. You show me yours, I'll show you mine. She thought mine was gross. I thought, what, because it doesn't reach to the floor? Hers wasn't that spectacular. She was like 8 or 9 the first time. 11 or 12 the next time. Imagine my surprise that second time. We could have had like a family together. My mom could have come to the wedding. And Tommy, that brat, could have come. Oh.
You've been listening to the Rumor Mill Radio production of Radioactive Blue. Written and directed by Scott O. Moore. Engineered and mixed by Mary Bishop. Featuring original music by Paul Fly. Your cast includes Deborah Siegel as Molly, Antro Ali as Larry, Robert Leo Grady as Harold, Laura Hutchins as Mom, John Kaufman as Tommy, Carrie Scriba as Gypsy Mick, Paco Xander Nathan as Ronald, Kyra Edeker as The Boss, Chris Thompson as Room Service, Justin Cooper as The Contact in San Francisco, Willow Beeler as the contact in New York City, Dave Hurst as the contact in Chicago, and Scott O'Moore as Billy. Thanks for listening, and remember, you don't screw around with the radioactive blue.